Sokala Duma Radio. When it's game time, we all feel the pressure. That's why we trust Shield Antiperspirant to never let us down. It gives us the best 48-hour protection when the pressure is on. Shield gives us the confidence to always perform at our best. Shield, it won't let Chelsea down, it won't let you down.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to Sokala Duma Radio. I am Nkululeko Ngewu. Well, it's in its second year running, the Shield Sibonisidiski campaign, that is, and it has reached its ultimate stage where the top 25 regional finalists will be put to the ultimate pressure test. From the 1st of August to the 3rd, international Chelsea FC coaches Lawrence Griffin, Steve O'Reilly and Freddie Myers will run the rule to see who is SA's best upcoming talent. The Shield Sibonisidiski finals week will be held at the Tuggs High Performance Center in Pretoria to discover South Africa's next soccer champion. In this episode of The Big Interview, we'll speak to Chelsea Development Head Coach Lawrence Griffin and Bafana Bafana legend Mark Fish, who gives us his thoughts on many issues, including the big question, who will win the Absa Premiership? Enjoy the episode. All right, Coach, the first things first, thank you very much for joining us on Sokala Duma Radio. A little bit about the tournament, the Shield Sibonisidiski campaign. How important are these kinds of campaigns in assisting players realize their dreams?
Well, I think the slogan that runs along with this program, Be the Next Champion, is really, really important, because what Chelsea have done is they've partnered with Shield, they've partnered with Unilever and travelled all across Africa in looking for the next champion to come out of amateur football across the whole continent. And it's an organisation that matches Chelsea's aspirations to develop young people, to develop communities and to develop football in general all across the world.
Mm. And what would you say have been the learnings from this campaign as it has been run? And what can the players, the top 25, look forward to in terms of the trials?
Yeah, so in terms of what we've learned as a football club is that there is some exceptional work going on across the entire continent. From a coaching perspective, first of all, with coaches putting on some excellent sessions, supporting us in the selection process, in working through literally thousands of applicants to get down to just a few, where we have met squads of sort of 25 to 35 players who've all been very, very, high caliber players from a grassroots and amateur perspective. And in terms of the opportunity, I mean, you've got to open by saying that it is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for these young players. Many of the players have never left their country, let alone travelled across Africa, let alone continents as well. And when they get there, they're really going to get a full Chelsea experience. And this experience is going to involve training at the Cobham Training Ground, playing against a team of Chelsea legends, visiting Chelsea and watching the first team compete in a Premier League at Stamford Bridge, touring the stadium as well. So it really is going to be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for one lucky player to step out of their country where they've been selected and travel across to the UK. But it's also an opportunity for all of the other players who've made it into the finals to become ambassadors for this wonderful program that Shields have put on, in the sense that what they've done is they'll be able to take life experiences from the training sessions. They'll be able to take life experiences from meeting other high caliber players, working with high caliber coaches. And then our aim is that these ambassadors will go back into their communities and be able to deliver the messages that they've learned across the next few days of their training camps, and inspire the next generation.
Mm. And coach, you've pretty much dealt with a lot of the other things that I was going to follow up on, and I really, really appreciate that. And let's talk about the fact that this campaign is ongoing all around the continent. And what is always interesting for us as South Africans is comparing ourselves, our talent, with the best in the continent. What can you say about South Africa's talent and how far they are with Asia and the rest of Africa?
Well, for me personally, this is my first visit to Africa, and also first visit to South Africa. So we're at the very beginning of the program here in Johannesburg. And look, you know, I'm from my perspective, I'm looking forward to finding out more about South African football. What I can say is that I'll reiterate the point from before that we have found some exceptional young players across the continent. And, you know, I'm very much looking forward to playing against the Legends team because I think they'll have their work cut out for them.
Mm. All right. And then this is the two-pronged question. From your work throughout the various continents, what do you think is still lacking in the third world countries in terms of developing their football players? What needs to be urgently dealt with in terms of development in order for the continents to Asia and Africa to catch up with the Europe's best teams?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything so much lacking because I think there is a true passion for football. And I think that goes across all participation tiers as well. What we've dealt with is we've dealt with some players who are playing maybe at the top end of their game in, from an amateur perspective. But I would also say that that passion is being well delivered already across the community level of football as well. And you've also got very, very passionate coaches here. What I would urge people to do, you know, the best thing anybody can do, whether it be from a playing perspective or from a coaching perspective, is practice, practice, practice. And that is not just for these individuals, but as I said, these guys are going to go back into the communities. And I hope that they're able to deliver those messages for us within their communities and inspire the next group of players who will be taking part in this program in years to come. Because this is a long-term relationship. This is something that will grow and something that will develop. And as I said, Shield and Chelsea are looking to develop football across Africa and also support the next generation of young champions for years and years to come in the future.
Mm-hmm. All right. And coach, in due to your role as the Chelsea Development Team head coach, I mean, you're closer to the EPL than most of us here on the continent. Now, we need some insights about what you've observed. What are your impressions in the manner in which youngsters are integrated in the English Premier League and the La Liga, the big leagues? Is the scope for youngsters to be able to perform? Is there a platform for them?
I think, yeah, every player should dream big. And I think, you know, as I said before, if every player can practice, practice and practice and keep taking on, take learnings on board from their coaches, learning from their peers, they're being put into high performance environments such as the one that has been created through this partnership, then the sky's the limit. If they commit themselves and they keep working very, very hard, from our perspective, what we're looking here for is we're looking for players who possess strong technical abilities, so a good first touch on the ball, good decision making, good ability to pass the ball, dribble, shoot, and then also from a tactical perspective, what is their understanding of the game? Can they play in different systems, different formations? And then from a psychological perspective, are they able to adapt different scenarios that the game will throw up? So, you know, being 1-0 down with 5 minutes to go, or even vice versa, being 1-0 up and having to defend a lead with 5 minutes to go. But not only are we looking for things from on the football pitch, we're also looking for things off the football pitch as well. So the program is about developing young people. And what we're looking for, as well as their footballing talent, is also their human qualities as well. So how they'll interact socially, how they'll maybe act as leaders within the group, how they'll take on additional roles and responsibilities. So we're really looking for a rounded individual both on and off the field.
All right, Coach, I think we've covered a lot of the developmental aspects of it. We want to tie it now with how these boys, not specifically these ones, but in terms of the development football, how it is then integrated with the big league football. So let's rather try and cover that aspect with the next few questions, because I know that I have a limited time with you now. 5 more minutes in this conversation before we let you go. With the rise of popularity in the English of the English teams, those teams, Man United, Man City, Chelsea, there's now more pressure to play ready-made players over youngsters. What is your take on that?
Well, really, I think what we're here to do is we're looking at the young generation of African players and supporting the development of young players here in Africa and also across the continent. So that we're providing them with an opportunity for them to see the calibre that is over in the in England at the moment, and also to see the environment, and then to inspire them, as I said, to go back into their communities and pass on that message so that we can develop football as a whole across Africa.
All right, and we saw in the last 8 of the recently concluded World Cup that 7 of the teams were European teams and 1 was South American. What is lacking with Asia and Africa that they didn't have teams in the knockout stages, especially the last phases of the World Cup?
As I said before, there's nothing so much as lacking. I think it's just I think the easiest way to describe the World Cup for me is that the World Cup has been an exceptional success this time around for not just teams, but for football. So not different countries, football as a whole. And what it's done is actually put football back into the spotlight, so that it's an exceptional tool now for countries around the world to back football development and get other young people into sport. So the more young people that the football associations around the world can inspire to be involved in football, it's better for the game all across the globe. And with a program such as this, that's exactly what we're hoping to do, to provide opportunities for young amateur players to develop within a high-performance environment.
All right, Coach Lawrence Griffin, we thank you very much for speaking to us on Sokola Duma Radio. Thank you so much.
That's not a problem. It's been great to speak to you. Thanks for your time.
Well, joining us now on the line is Mark Fish, former Bafana Bafana defender, who is involved in the show's Bonisi Diski campaign as one of the ambassadors and talent scouts. Let's talk about your relationship with Shield and your involvement in the Shield's Bonisi Diski campaign. Tell us a little bit about your expectations and what your role is there.
Well, my role is more as an influencer. They have the coaches, various coaches from Biwe and coaches Nike from Orlando Pirates, and obviously the Chelsea coaches have joined us this week. For the finals. But my expectations is just to help promote the Shield campaign, which I think, you know, this is the second year. Last year they had the three winners go to Chelsea. This year they have the three winners going to Chelsea. When they come back, they will announce a winner that will win an MDC contract at Orlando Pirates. So that's an added on to what they did last year, which is always important to grow as a campaign. And for me, it's just keen to see the talent that is out there. I know that this year they went to were in Johannesburg, and they went to Bloemfontein, the Cape Town, Durban, and in Pretoria. Those are the regions that they went to, and to see what talent is in those various regions, and to understand where, how far, or how close we are to the rest of the continent. I think that's the key. You know, we keep on saying development. How do we develop the game? Do we give there are a lot of platforms where kids are able to showcase their talents, but are we reaching the areas where the kids don't have the opportunity? And I think through this campaign, Sheila obviously learning a lot more about South African football and to understand the demographics of it. But I think it's certainly moving in the right direction. It's always nice to see kids having the opportunity that they wouldn't normally have. And you have to be at the High Performance Center, which is a fantastic facility set up for, as it says, High Performance Center for the kids to get the best possible training. Yes, there are going to be only three winners that have experience, have the Chelsea experience. But we're hoping that the kids take this is a life-changing experience where not only the football skills that they learn, but the life skills that we talk to them about and get them to understand, that they take it away from this 4-day experience here in Pretoria.
Mm. And it's actually not the first. It's not actually usual to have big brands like Orlando Pirates in South Africa and a big brand in England, Chelsea, and then teaming up with Shield and coming up with this campaign. What has been your impression of that kind of partnership?
Well, I think it's a partnership that we hope that will grow. Shield is obviously a company that wants to get into football. They might have been in football before, but they're getting into developing the game. And now, like you said, if you're having one of the big teams in Europe, we can say Chelsea, and obviously one of the biggest teams on the African continent, the Orlando Pirates, coming together hand in hand and working towards developing the game in South Africa. And Shield are fortunate they're going through the whole continent and they're doing this campaign in other countries as well. So I think the experience for us as South Africans and Orlando Pirates would be from a Chelsea point of view, how far are we to where the other countries where they've been? And I know they've been to Nigeria, Ghana, and Zambia are three of the countries that they've been to. And talking to the coaches, you know, they're saying that obviously in the various different countries, it's different demographics and how it's been done. And so for them to see the talent that is here, we can compare. And we compare that if we are moving in the right direction and what we need to change to move forward. Orlando Pirates, Chelsea, you never know. I mean, that could be in a long term. Obviously, when we say become a club where players go back and forth to Chelsea or Orlando Pirates, that's very, you can't really say that because we all know the demographics of playing football in the UK, as you saw with Percy Charles. So it's a lot harder to get into there, but they might have feeder teams. When I say feeder teams, teams on the continent that you could use and form a relationship. But at the end of the day, it's fantastic to see two big clubs like this forming a relationship through a corporate company like Shield and wanting to change football and develop football in this country.
Mm. And last one on this campaign. The winner will have an opportunity to go to Chelsea, train there, and then come back and play for Orlando Pirates in the development team or the reserve side. As an experienced former player, what would you advise the winner of this? What should they expect when they go to England? What should they expect when they are integrated in a professional team like Orlando Pirates, which you are, you share history with?
Well, I think they're going to have three winners, and three winners will go to Chelsea. So those three guys must just soak in the experience of seeing what it is to, you know, watching these teams that they see on television, the facility that they're going to go to, the see the training. Just take all of that in because as I keep saying, it's a life-changing experience and it's something that you might not ever experience again. So those three players must just go there. They've obviously earned it, so they must go there and enjoy it and take in and understand what it takes to play at the highest level of club football in the world. And then, obviously, when they come back here, one player will have a phenomenal announcement that he has been picked by Orlando Pirates to go to the MDC team. Now, playing for Orlando Pirates, was said by the Orlando Pirates coaches here as well. Orlando Pirates earns you your surname. When he meant that saying it to these youngsters, earns your surname. Because if you go and if you use me and you say, oh, Mark Fish, and they'll go, yeah, he's the one to play for Orlando Pirates. So, Orlando Pirates is more than just a club, it's a lifestyle, it is who you are, and I think that's the important thing, to try and tell the youngster that's going to win that opportunity to have a year contract at the NDC in Orlando Pirates, is once again, take it all in, and just know that once you're there, you can have life what you put it in, and if you put it all in, it could be a life-changing experience where you end up playing for Orlando Pirates for the rest of your life, but that one-year experience will certainly put you in good stead for the rest of your life.
Mm, all right, Mark, now the difficult part where you will split opinions whether you like it or not. Let's look at the beginning of the season. We've seen clubs signing, Mamelodi Sundowns, Kaizer Chiefs, Orlando Pirates, SuperSport, everyone is reinforcing. First and foremost, and I need to ask you this, who do you back for the season? Who looks strong enough to take the PSL by storm, seeing that the season will start this weekend?
Well, if you're going to say take it by storm, I can definitely say that I think SuperSport is going to be a lot better than they were last season. I think a challenge for Maritzburg to see if they can add on to the success that they had last season, definitely. Mamelodi Sundowns have, as you said, have strengthened and looking still to strengthen, but we know that they've got their one eye on the continent as well, but I do think they've got a strong enough squad to to retain the title. Because it is, yes, a big signing is Kwame Bilyat, but I don't think one player can change a team that needs to be changed as dramatically as Kaizer Chiefs need to be. Atlanta Pirates, once again, is also a team that did phenomenally well from the year before. They ended 11th last year, ended 2nd. Now they're going to play on the continent again. Yes, they've bought a lot of players, but we all know what happens when you're playing on the continent and playing here. So the challenges of, I'm going to say Atlanta Pirates, and I'm going to say Maritzburg, and I'm going to say Supersport. You know, those are teams that are looking to build on the season that they had last year. When I say Supersport, it's obviously the horrendous season they had last year, and they would want to be doing a lot better. Then you've got Benny McCarthy at Cape Town City. He wants to build on what he had last year. Can Benny do that? They certainly have signed a couple of good young players. And it'll be interesting to see how Benny handles his second season. I think I thought he handled his first season really well. I'm excited to see what in Benny's interviews, what's going to come out. But he's just going to mature as it goes on. So once again, I think it's a very, very exciting season. To say who I think is going to go win, I do still think it's very difficult to bet against the Mamelodi Sundowns to retain their title, because they have such a strong squad. And I do believe that, you know, if they play their second team will do relatively well in the PSL. So very difficult to back against Sundowns, but there's a lot of teams that have a lot to prove to themselves and a lot to prove on what they did last season. So it should be an exciting season. To all the teams that have come, you know, that have come up, Black Leopards, I think playing in the community, playing in the township where they got promotion, where they played last season, I think that's key. Highlands Park also, they would have learned from 2 seasons ago when they got relegated. So you'd like to think that they would have put enough financial backing into their team to make sure that they do stay up. And then AmaZulu, when you look at AmaZulu as well, we as football lovers that have played the game many years ago, and obviously the older generation know that AmaZulu has always been a close heart to football fans, and we'd like to see AmaZulu grow to that stature that they always used to be. And then there's a whole lot of other teams, but I think it makes forward to an exciting season. I think we can't really go out and say, oh, this team's going to win the league. Like last season, we couldn't say until Sundowns actually confirmed the second last game when they actually needed to win and they won it. But it makes for an exciting season. I think the cream of the crop is going to race itself, and I do think that the title race will be between the Sundowns, the big teams, the Sundowns, and Cape Town City. I think it's going to be there then about, and then obviously we're going to say Pirates, Chiefs. Chiefs, I don't think are going to win anything, to be totally honest. And then Supersport. I think Supersport will have they've got too many good players to have a bad season as they did last year.
Man City's Pep Guardiola has left a huge gap between his competitors. How do you see this league's this season's EPL going?
Once again, the English Premier League is obviously very exciting. Me being an Arsenal fan, I just hope that they can do a lot better than they have in the last couple of seasons, trying to get into the Champions League again. Very difficult there again to bet against a Man City that won the league so comfortably last season. But I do think Liverpool, I don't think Man United is going to win a league. Sorry, I don't think I don't think Mourinho's got it in him to win another English league title, because I just think that he chops and changes, and I think he's getting too emotional about the game. But my first opinion is it's going to be very difficult to bet against Man City. I do think that Liverpool are the ones that are going to push Man City all the way.
All right, Mark, thank you very much for joining us, and we really appreciate you speaking to us.
Pleasure.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed these 2 conversations. I certainly enjoyed them. From me to you for now, it is goodbye.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.